Oh, that was it. So now we're in Act Three, right?
We are.
Look at that.
There's a clever shot coming up that our director Rob Thompson did. Here's the real Chris. We pan over to the stunt double of Leanne and the stunt double of Chris tackling her, and now we're back to the real actors.
Well, and Rob did it nicely because there's a lot of movement to it. Ah, yes,
ah.
The tattoo. Well, you know, people want to know, is that a Chris Farrillo tattoo or is that a Genevieve tattoo? And you know what? I think inquiring minds want to know, but we'll never kiss and tell.
Well, it's great for the character. It certainly fits Chris Farrillo.
Absolutely.
No sign of Leanne. But there's a phone number on a cigarette pack that dropped from Leanne's clothing.
You'll see how the club seems to be coming together. Notice all the details of the club, which everybody takes for granted, but is put together by our outstanding production design department and the people who work in that department, the property masters and props people do an amazing job.
Officer Barkley is taking a head count and notices that one of her girls is missing.
And that's Asodi Geiger, who's just sensational. She was there in the pilot.
She was. Ah, Danny has beaten Isabel to the punch with groceries for Junior.
The famous Oleo's cereal box, though, which was very important. That name was created by Sandy Isaac, one of our outstanding writers and producers on the staff of Wildfire. I don't know, I haven't had a bowl of Oleo's yet, have you?
I have not.
I think we're going to, again, people who are listening to this, perhaps we might be able to arrange for you to have a bowl of Oleo's.
Maybe we can have a box sent to us.
We could, good.
Now, Junior isn't used to being turned down by women. And Rebecca's playing hard to get, which I think makes her more desirable to him.
Well, in some ways one could argue that he's met his match.
He has met his match. But she might be able to make him forget Chris. But she wants him to like her for herself.
Right. Back on our set. In the kitchen.
With Pete, the ex-husband.
That's right.
Pete hasn't always been a positive influence in his kids' lives, and Gene holds that against him. But his mom is very sick. He's going to have to leave. And she's starting to soften towards him, helping him out. And the director shot two endings to the scene, one with a hug and one without a hug. And we decided to go with a hug to show a tender moment between these two who spent 15 some years together
and
as husband and wife.
Together.
And have two children.
Well, Joe Lando is fantastic. He's really brought tremendous depth to this character. And these two have good chemistry together.
They do. They look like a couple. So she has to give Matt the bad news that Pete is being called away. And this may jeopardize the opening of the club. Chris has to make a hard choice here. Does she stay quiet? Does she tell Pablo and Officer Barkley where Leanne might be?
Great act break, isn't it?
Yes.